So we're blessed this morning to have Pastor Janair, did I say that right, from Haiti, is with us. And he knows a little bit of English, but mostly Creole. So, Ben Hirsch. My brain absorbs things slowly sometimes. Ben Hirsch is going to be interpreting for him. And we look forward to hearing from the Lord through our brother this morning. So you come and take the pulpit, and when you are finished, I'll close the service. God bless you.
God bless you greatly.
I'm
extremely happy to be here this morning. I thank God for this. It was not easy. We know how Haiti is. But God made this possible. Maybe you won't completely understand me. I have a lot of joy, but there's also some sadness. Okay. I come here often. I see Pastor Mose. But I don't see him today. I rejoice because he's with Christ. Even though he left this body, he left it well. He's with Jesus now. Me too. I'm hoping that at last I'll be with Christ. And I'll be with Moses. For that, I'm happy. I rejoice. I'm simply sad because I don't see him this morning. The first time I saw Brother Mez was in Aleg, Haiti. In Haiti, sorry. I preached. He preached the message in Haiti, and the message was recorded. Oui. Mose also preached at Aleg.
La Biche,
another town in Haiti.
Ambalekol.
Mose did. He worked well. He preached well. And I thank God for that.
Je remercie nous tous en pile pour travail nous en Haïti.
I thank you a lot for your help in the work in Haiti.
En bas l'école.
In en bas l'école.
Yon a ça qui encourage moi en pile, qui fait que je suis content en pile. Et nous capables de nouveau passer en bas l'école, c'est yon petit monde, yon frère qui est venu converti dans l'école là.
I'm hoping to encourage you and with this story, there was a young man that was born again recently. There's a young man that was recently converted, and it's looking promising that someday he might be a pastor in Ambonikol. And I thank God for that. I trust that God will continue to bless you and allow you to help the churches in Haiti. That's a great work. You will never lose your reward.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeudi, I'm avec nous.
Today I'm with you.
Et que moi pensé moi tant que yon nek yon facteur.
Okay, I'm a messenger this morning.
Yeah.
Jesus is going to use me
to
to deliver his letter to you.
Moi pas n'a toujours aimé entendre Jésus est fiancé à l'église ailleurs.
I hope that you always enjoy hearing from him because Jesus is the fiancé of the church.
Ou même Jésus est fiancé ou tout. Ou c'est fiancé Jésus, Jésus c'est fiancé.
You're Jesus' fiancé as a member of the church and Jesus is your fiancé.
On pense à prendre écouter lui.
And as such, I hope that you enjoy listening to him.
Moi réjouis de ce qu'il a servi avec moi pour parler avec vous.
And I rejoice that he's using me to speak to you.
Moi bien pour moi parler avec nous dans Luc chapitre 6 verset 6 au verset 46. Verset 46 ou verset 49.
I'm going to be speaking from Luke chapter 6 verses 46 to 49. Luke chapter 6 verses 46 to 49. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Oui. Luc 6, 46 à 49.
Nous allons lire encore Esaïe.
We're going to go also to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Okay, we're going to pray.
Merci un peu, Père Saint.
Thank you, God.
Pour assembler ça.
For this assembly.
Merci.
Thank you.
Ou t'es gain projet pour t'es gain assembler ça ici là.
You had the plan to create this assembly.
Ou t'es Seigneur servi avec Pasteur Mose et l'autre serviteur.
You used Pastor Mose well.
Li pas là connu là.
But he's not here today.
Mais aucun autre serviteur ici là qui a pu servir assembler ça.
But you have other servants that will serve this assembly, this church.
Ou voulez servir avec moi aujourd'hui à vous bénir peuple aujourd'hui.
And you want to use me to bless them today.
Mais moi, Seigneur.
Here I am, Lord.
Servis avec moi.
Use me.
Bénis l'engagement.
Bless my language.
Et bénis peuple.
And bless your people.
Nous prions au Père Saint au nom de Jésus.
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Bon Dieu bénis.
God bless you.
Et dans passage ça.
In this passage.
Nous sommes là.
That we just got done reading.
Moi, je voulais parler.
I want to talk
des tempêtes Bible mentionnées.
I would like to talk about the tempest that the Bible describes.
Et plus encore des roches.
And also even more about the rock.
Et qui mentionné là tout.
That's mentioned in the passage.
Moi voulais parler tout comment yon moun ka bâti sous roc là et comment li capable bâti sous ça.
I also want to talk about how a person can be built either on the rock or on the sand.
Avant m'avancer.
Before we proceed,
ma partage avec nous deux grandes visions bon Dieu ba moi sur ça.
I would like to share with you two visions that God gave me about this.
Moi pense que une vision me partager ici a déjà.
There was one that I believe I shared here before.
Moi tu vois bon Dieu mettez-moi en esprit.
I saw God metto en esprit.
Mettez-moi en esprit.
God took me in the spirit.
Il ouvrit grand ciel là devant moi.
He opened the scroll of heaven.
Mwen wè nou nan menm tan avèk tan nou ye a.
And I saw us in the exact time where we are now.
Mwen wè kote bon Dje te aflije. Anpe, menm jan, e Bibla di bon Dje te aflije nan Genèse 6 la. Bon Dje te aflije pour pécher moun t'a fait sur la terre.
Affligé.
Affligé, abattu. Affligé. 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 Tristesse.
Okay. God was sad because of what was going on in the world.
Pour qui ça?
Why?
C'est pour quantité monde qui est dans l'église là.
It's because of the amount of people in the church
qui partent dans l'enfer.
That are going to hell.
Avec toute Bible ça dans main.
Even with the Bible in their hands.
Parce que ils pas pratiquer vérité.
Because they do not practice the truth.
Et puis après ça,
after that,
lui montre un fleuve la vie.
He showed me the flood of life.
Et puis, moi ouais.
And I saw.
Presque tout le monde allait au chita sous fleuve là. Et puis, il a chanté, il a loué, mais seulement au chita sous fleuve là.
I saw lots of our people right in the flood that were singing.
Et puis, le ciel vint paraître.
And God came.
Et puis, il était attristé en pile.
He was extremely sad.
Presque avec de l'eau dans les
yeux. Almost with tears in his eyes.
Il dit moi où est ça au fait?
He said, do you see what they're doing?
C'est chita yo chita sous fleuve là. C'est plon, yo pas plongé en dans fleuve là, mais c'est chita yo chita sous fleuve là.
They're right in the flood.
Yo pas plongé, yo t'ai besoin plonger, mais yo seulement chita. Bien ça?
Non fleuve là, ça veut
fleuve là yo chita sous fleuve, fleuve là c'est de l'eau, yo chita, yo n'est que chita. Yo chita tout court, par exemple.
Oui, moi ça veut dire. Oui. Mais on va plonger.
Et puis lui dit moi comme ça, si tu plonges dans fleuve là.
So God saw his people sitting on the flood or in the flood, but they did not descend into it.
Yo t'a respiré air fleuve là, air fleuve là qui c'est air la vie. Yo t'a respiré air.
They breathed the air.
Air fleuve là.
Yo
t'a respiré air qui est dans fleuve là.
They breathed the air of the flood.
Mais dis sorte que c'est chita ou chita sous fleuve là. Depuis, parce que c'est chita ou chita sous fleuve là, c'est air de yo a respiré, air mondan. Bien de ça.
Marco fan exactement qui ça va dire. Yo chita sous fleuve là. Fleuve là voulait dire.
Gloire. Fleuve la vie. Présence de bon Dieu.
Fleuve voulait dire présence de bon Dieu.
Fleuve là, qui sont symbole de présence de bon Dieu. Dis sorte que vous venez sous fleuve là, vous pas plongé. Si vous êtes dans fleuve, vous avez respiré et fleuve là, qui c'est la vie, amen, qui est dans mon Dieu.
Ok. He's comparing the flood to the presence of God. And because they simply were sitting, he's calling it sitting on the flood, instead of plunging into it, they did not breathe the air of the flood or the air of God's presence.
Et si tu plonges, tu as respiré air la vie qui se présente bon Dieu même, qui se présente bon Dieu, mais il n'y a pas plongé. Il dit c'est air de Dieu a respiré air monde là.
Because they're not plunged into the flood of God's presence, they were breathing the air of the world.
Vie monde là, vie monde là.
They were breathing the life of the world.
Les hommes consacrés, il n'y a pas mourir avec. Jésus dit il n'y a pas mourir avec vrai.
These people, this is Jesus talking to him in the vision. And he's saying, these people did not die with me for real. They were not baptized in me for real. Jesus himself was baptized in the flood.
Okay.
In this vision, I, Pastor Jinne, saw myself preaching, and Jesus told me, go preach the truth. Okay. He's comparing the flood to baptism.
Yeah.
When you baptize someone, they are dead to sin. They've been dead to sin. They've been crucified with Christ. When they come out of the water, they're rose with Christ.
Yeah.
In my vision, Jesus told me, insist on the message of truth that people need to be baptized, need to be crucified with Christ so that they can rise with Him and live a new life.
Maintenant, c'est dans l'île ça.
And it's in reading this in Isaiah.
M'avait
and that's what I'd like to preach about this morning.
Côté monde besoin, mourir avec Christ, lever avec lui.
People need to die with Christ so they can rise with Him.
C'est ça qui veut dire le monde là bâti sur roc là.
And that means when a person is built on the rock.
Bon Dieu parlait là des tempêtes qui vient pour venir.
Jesus is talking here about the tempest that is coming.
Il parlait tout des roches là même.
And he talks about the rock. The flood is going to hit the whole earth. It's going to hit everyone. Everyone needs to be tested. The flood is what's going to tell who you are and who you aren't.
Est-ce que Jésus en dedans ou bien
is Christ en dedans, in you?
Est-ce que on dedans Christ?
Or are you in Christ?
Si ou sont monde qui né de nouveau avec si ou pas né de nouveau.
Are you born again or aren't you?
C'est fleuve, c'est tempête là qui peut dire ça.
And the flood is going to check that out. It's going to test that.
Si vous solide avec sou pas solide.
If you're solid or if you're not solid.
C'est tempête là qui pourra montrer ça.
It's the tempest that will show that.
C'est ça que fait.
And that's why.
Gros de l'eau vient pour frapper une caille là. La frapper fondation.
The great water, as in the story, it shakes the foundation of the house.
Fort va le venter.
The wind is going to blow.
C'est ça qu'a dit qui est souillé.
That's going to say. That's what's going to say who you are.
Laisse ça.
And then.
Ou pas besoin de compter sur l'amour bon Dieu si vous pas bâti sur roc là. Ou pas besoin de compter sur amour bon Dieu si vous pas bâti sur roc là.
You don't need to, in that case, in that scenario, you do not need to count on God's love if you're not built on the rock.
Et sous bâti sur roc là tout.
If you are built on the rock,
ou pas besoin à penser à colère bon Dieu qui va frapper, ou pas besoin inquiéter pour ça.
You don't need to worry about any tempest that can come.
Nous comprenons bien ça me veut dire.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mon Dieu dit comme ça.
God says.
Dans même Isaïe 28 verset 16 là.
In Isaiah 28 verse 16 where we just
read. Dit monde qui bâti sur roc là.
People that are built on the rock.
Yo pas jamais gagne qu'à sauter.
They will never be nervous. They will never be afraid.
Parce que yo bâti sur roc là.
Because they're built on the rock.
Walk là,
the rock.
Bible dit il est prouvé, il est solide.
The Bible says that the rock is solid. It's immovable.
Il gagne plus power, plus force passer tempête qu'à Fabien.
The rock is more powerful than the tempest.
Et c'est pour ça, monde qui non, qui sous walk là, qui bâti sous walk là, yo gagne sécurité.
And because of that, people that are built on the rock have security.
Donc sécurité. C'est même gens avec l'arche là dans temps Noé.
The same as the ark in the time of Noah.
Nous songe la petite fête 40 jours 48 a tombé.
Remember how there was 40 days and 40 nights of terrible rain.
Mais moun qui était dans l'arche là,
but the people who were in the ark,
yo pas fier.
They didn't care about it. It
was
nothing.
Parce que gen sécurité dans l'arche là.
There was security in the ark.
Mais la pluie qui a tombé là,
the rain that was falling,
lui démenti toute l'autre fondation.
It took down every other foundation.
Gen moun ki te gen fondation, te gen en pile fondation tout. Mais de l'eau a vini l'éliminer tout.
There were lots of other foundations back then, but every single one was broken.
Et il kembe seulement l'arche là.
The only foundation that was not broken was the ark.
Et c'est ça qui a passé là connait là.
And that's what's going to happen today in our world.
Gen pile moun ki di yo c'est baptiste.
There's a lot of people that say, well, I'm a Baptist.
Gen ki di yo c'est pentecôtiste.
Some say there's a Pentecostal.
You say Wesleyan.
Or they're Wesleyan.
You say Methodist.
Or they're Methodist.
Etc.
Etc.
Mais watch la parole dit qui est tout mounier. Tempête la dit qui est tout mounier.
But that doesn't matter. It's the tempest that's going to tell who you are.
Gen moun ki ka di, you say.
There's people that say.
You say Buddha.
They're Buddhists.
You say Judaism.
They're Jews.
Hindu.
A Hindu.
Vodou.
There's even Voodooists. The temples is going to level every one of those foundations. There's even people that say, I'm a great pastor. They're a great preacher. They're a great evangelist. But the tempest is going to see what really is. The tempest will test it. And that's why God is waiting for each person. He wants each person to have his foundation on the rock. If you're not built on the rock, you're in trouble. And that's why the wise man, that's why Jesus said he was wise. Because he dug until he found the rock. And that's where he started laying his block, his foundation. Why did he look for the rock? Because he had a mind. And he could see the tempest coming. And he knew that the tempest was going to come. It's only the rock that's going to stand firm. He didn't care about the other foundations, the foundations of wealth, the foundations of knowledge. God promises that He's going to remove all other refuges.
Toute connaissance,
all knowledge.
Toute sagesse,
all wisdom of the world.
Tout appui.
All resting places. All places to lean against.
Si work la bon Dieu connaît.
The rock is the only foundation that God will respect.
Ma vo aujourd'hui.
I'm with you today. I want you to be extremely sure that you're on the rock.
Only.
If you're not on the rock, do you know how powerful God is? He is all powerful.
He's king. Jesus is king of kings.
Exactly.
God is
God is the God of all gods, King of all kings, the Chief of all chiefs.
Si ou pa bati sou rock la,
if you're not built on the rock,
mwen bon garanti,
I can give you this guarantee.
Mwen bon Dje pa ka sove.
Even God can't knock out His own foundation.
A di kondisyon pou l sove la,
because the conditions for Him to save you,
si wash la ba ou.
Is the rock. That's what he, that's the resting place he gives us. Even as in the time of Noah, he gave the ark only. That's the only foundation he gave. That's the only safe place he gave. Today, we need that guarantee that we are on the rock. We need to be tied to the rock. We need to make sure your mother is on the rock.
Papa is on the rock.
Your father.
Petit is on the rock.
Your children.
Zamu is on the rock.
Your friends.
Namus.
And your soul.
L'esprit.
Your spirit.
Cœur.
Your heart.
Cœur.
Your body. They all need to be tied firmly to the rock, the solid rock.
Fuck tempête là, fuck vent venté.
The wind is going to come. The tempest is going to come. To everyone. Every church, every person is going to get hit. In Haiti, there's lots of churches that are closed. They can't open again. The tempest is going to come, but the rock is there. In God's love for us, He gave us the rock. our only salvation.
Ça, c'est ça, fait dans l'amour.
That's what God did in His love.
Sou pas entre dans roche là.
If you don't tie yourself securely to the rock,
mon Dieu va pas faire rien pour vous.
God can't do anything for you.
Jésus va pas faire rien pour vous.
Jesus can't do anything for you.
Saint-Esprit va pas faire rien pour vous.
Even the Spirit can't do anything for you.
Ou trompé tête.
You deceived your own heart, your own head.
Sou pas entre dans roche là. Sou pas entre dans roche là. Sou pas bâti sur roche là.
If you don't build on the rock.
Gen moun.
There are people
qui connaît yo sur roche là.
Who know they're on the rock?
Par manque de connaissance, parce qu'ils pas gen connaissance.
Because they don't have knowledge.
Bon Dieu ça.
And God knows that.
Pour qui ça?
Why?
Parce que yo pas connait ça. Ça ta veut dire roche là, qui ça roche là?
Yo connaît yo sur roche là, mais pas connaissance.
Ou pas connait ça roche là.
Okay. They know they're planted firmly in Christ, but they don't really know what exactly the rock is.
C'est ça bon Dieu veut faire là.
That's what God wants to do this morning.
Bon Dieu veut faire lumière pour tout le monde.
He wants to clarify things for us.
Sous roc là pour connait.
He wants us to know if we're on the rock and if we're there, he wants us to know it.
Sous pas sous roc là pour connait.
And if you're not on the rock, he wants you to know it this morning as well.
C'est la lumière là pour tout le monde.
So God wants to clarify this for everyone.
Sous pas sous roc là.
If you're not on the rock.
Pour chercher sous roc là.
For you to search and find where it is.
Now.
Kunya, now.
Avant tempête la frappe.
Before the tempest comes.
Parce que la tempête la frappe à sous pas sous la carte fondation.
Because if the tempest comes before you start building on the rock.
Et ça fait c'est kunya pour faire. Now.
That's too late. Right now is when you must do it.
Si le test là, pas là.
The test that's going to come. If I take this right now and I go smash the pulpit, if this is made out of steel, I can't do anything to it. But if I take this, I could break it. But if there's a warning that comes that says, hey, someone's going to try to break this today, that could decide, well, I'm going to change myself into steel. And when they come and try to break it, they'll find that it's solid. Do you understand what I said? When the tempest comes to someone, if he wasn't already on the rock, it's too late. He can't quite try to quick get on the rock. That's it. It's right now that we must be sure, extremely sure, that we're on the rock.
C'est pour ça m'appelle insisté là.
And that's what I'd like to insist on this morning.
Et c'est même message ça.
And it's that message.
M'a preach à Haïti.
That I'm going to preach in Haiti.
Nuit et jour.
Day and night.
Et ma na toute assemblée.
In every church.
Pour tout monde connaît.
For every person to know.
Si vous certain, si vous watch là après.
If you're on the rock for real.
M'a quelques passages.
I'm going to go and look at some other passages
qui prouvent
that prove
des prophéties
of prophecy
qui prouvent
prophecy that proves
si on passe sous roche là
continue
si on passe sous roche là on parle en verset.
I'd like to look at some other passages that prove that if you're not on the rock, you're in a bad place.
Nous avons Ésaïe chapitre 24 verset 17 et verset 19.
We have Isaiah 24. Isaiah 24, 17 to 19. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit. And he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly.
Habakkuk 3, verset 10 ou 13.
Also in Habakkuk 3, verses 10 to 13. Habakkuk 3, verses 10 to 13. The mountains saw thee, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by. The deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high.
The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thrash the heathen in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, even for salvation with thine anointed. Thou woundedst the head of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation unto the neck. Selah. I also saw in a vision that the tempest came and hit the church. Everyone who wasn't solidly planted on the rock, it totally flattened them. I cried. I fell down when I saw that. And the Spirit of God told me, revive the people that are sleeping today. Fortify them. Because the great rain is coming. We don't take sin seriously. We cannot take. It's God that's speaking. Yes. God is the one that said it. We cannot keep the tempest from coming.
La privé quand même.
It's coming, no matter what.
Si ou pas solide,
if you're not solid,
va tomber.
You're not going to stand.
Va tomber. C'est bon Dieu parler. Faut que ça bon Dieu d'y arriver.
What God said will happen.
Bon Dieu pas t'empêcher ou t'essouffler Jésus.
Jesus did not stop them from hitting Jesus. They put the crown of thorns on his head. They beat him. They pierced his hands. They pierced his feet. Because God already said that was going to happen. What God said is going to happen. His love will not stop it from coming. His goodness won't keep it from happening. But his justice
en jugement,
and his judgment
a fait ça arriver quand même.
Will allow it to come.
Ça qui passe, ça qui passe en Ukraine, non?
What's happening in Ukraine?
Li pour tout pays net. Tout pays qui a frappé tout.
There's lots of countries that are getting hit as well.
Y pour Américain tout.
Even here in America.
Li pour tout pays sur la terre.
Every country on earth is getting hit with tempests, with storms.
C'est pas parce que Ukraine fait plus mal parce que
it's not that Ukraine did more evil.
Chaque nation yo gen tout pa yo.
Every nation has their own evil.
Finish.
That's it.
Pour Oshia. Qui sa Oshia même?
Who is the rock? What is the rock?
Souvent Jésus qu'on posait question ça.
Oftentimes Jesus asked this question.
Qui moun yo di moi?
Who do they say that I am?
Et qui moun moi?
And who am I really?
Qui moun yo di moi et qui moun nous même nous di moi?
Who do they say that I am? And then he asked, well, who do you say that I am?
Gen moun ki di,
there's people that say,
c'est un prophète yo.
You're the ones they talked about in the prophets.
Lise,
you're Elijah.
Lise, Pierre dit comme ça.
But Peter said,
ou c'est petit bon Dieu.
You're the Son of God.
You are Israel.
You're the King of Israel.
Apôtre Jean dit comme ça.
Apostle John said,
dans Jean premier,
in John 1,
verset premier,
in verse 1,
2,
and 2,
3,
3,
4,
1 to 4.
14.
And also in verse 14.
17.
And 17.
Roche ça.
That this rock.
C'est Jésus.
It's Jesus.
Qui c'est la parole.
Which is the word.
Qui te tourne le monde.
Qui
te tourne le monde. Qui te vine le monde.
The word that became flesh.
Emmanuel.
That became human.
Il dit comme ça.
He says.
Dans Jean chapitre 12. Chapitre 14.
In John chapter 14,
verset 6.
Continue.
C'est moi-même.
In John chapter 14, verse 6, that it's me.
Qui chemin.
I'm the way.
La vie, qui c'est la vie.
The life.
Qui c'est vie.
And the truth.
Le monde dit.
When someone says.
Li bâti sou rock la.
That they're built on the rock.
C'est la litande.
It's when they hear.
Vérité ya.
The truth.
Qui c'est vérité ya. Et puis li pratique.
When someone says they're built on the rock, those people are the people that hear the truth and practice it.
Grande différence.
There's a difference.
Entre vérité et la loi.
There's a difference between the truth and the law.
Dans verset 17, là, il dit, bon Dieu fait Moïse ben la loi, mais grâce vérité à c'est Jésus qui porte.
It talks about it. Jesus says that Moses gave you the law, but I gave you truth.
Serviteur a dit ça tout à l'heure.
The guy who had the devotional said that this morning.
Dans Jean 18, verset 37, là.
In John 18, verse 17.
Jésus dit comme ça, moi je finis sur la terre.
Jesus said, I come to this earth.
Pour rendre témoignage.
Continue.
Pour rendre témoignage de vérité.
I came to bear witness of the truth.
Moun ki partisan vérité, vérité a attendu.
People who are friends of the truth will hear me.
Pilate te dit comme ça.
Pilate said,
qui sa vérité a?
What is truth?
Grand Pilate dit ça.
The great Pilate said that.
Li pa konnen sa verite
a. He didn't know.
Men mwen m avo jodi a.
But me and you today.
Nou konnen ki sa verite a.
We know what the truth is.
Verite a. Se parol la. Verite a. Se parol la.
The truth is the word of God.
Ki te tounen moun.
That became flesh. That became human.
Ki te vin vi sou la terre.
That came to live on the earth.
E se Paul la n'aksepte.
And it's that word that we accept.
Pour Paul ça habite dans cœur nous.
To live, to abide in our hearts.
Et avec commandement ça.
And with that commandment.
Jean 13.
Continue.
Verset 35.
In John 13, verse 35.
Moi bah nous commandement nouveau.
I give you these commandments.
Ou après moi frère ou. Même Jean moi même moi Raymond.
I give you this commandment to love your brother just like I love you.
Tout moun ap konnen.
That way everyone will know.
Ou se disip mwen.
That you really are my disciples.
Le ou reme.
When you love.
Mem jan mwen mwen reme.
The same way I love.
1 Pierre 1er verset 22.
1 Peter 1. Verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently.
1 Corinthians 6, verse 14.
Mais lis-le tout.
1 Corinthians
16, verse 14. Let all your things be done with charity. Exactement.
1 Corinthians 13.
Also 1 Corinthians 13.
Parce que tout chapitre là, on n'a pas besoin de finir.
Almost the whole chapter talks about love.
Gen moun ki mélange vérité avec la loi.
There's people that mix the truth with the law.
Lò bâti sou rock là. Ou bâti sou l'amour.
When you build on the rock, you're building on love.
Bâti sou l'amour.
You're building on love.
Ou supposé carrément dans toutes circonstances.
If you're built on the rock, you should be able to love in any circumstance.
Jésus still aimait Judas.
Jesus still loved Judas.
Judas vendu.
Even though Judas sold him.
Pour 30 pièces d'argent.
For 30 pieces of silver.
Judas vint dans sainte scène. Judas vint dans sainte scène, vint boire la scène.
Judas took communion.
Jésus mettait de l'eau.
Continue.
Il met de l'eau dans la cuvette. L'aller, la plavé tout pied tout monde, il a vécu Judas.
Jesus put water in a basin and washed each of his disciples' feet, including Judas.
Il trempait pain maintenant pour Judas.
He broke bread and gave it to Judas.
Il connaît tout ça Judas fait.
He knew everything Judas was going to do.
Mais il fait ça parce que lui c'est l'amour.
But he did that because he is love.
Il aimait Judas.
And he loved Judas.
L'amour Jésus pour Judas, plus fort
Parce hypocrisie Judas.
The love Jesus had for Judas was more powerful than the hypocrisy Judas was harboring.
C'est ça fait Jésus passé plus haut que hypocrisie Judas.
And because of that, Jesus was higher and greater than the hypocrisy of Judas.
Si Judas t'a raï Jésus, traite Jésus à 1000 degrés.
If the temperature of Judas's hate for Jesus was 1,000 degrees,
Jésus aimait même à 100 000 degrés.
Then the temperature of Jesus' love for Judas was 100,000 degrees.
Hypocrisie a petit devant toute l'amour Jésus.
The little bit of hypocrisy that Judas had was nothing compared to the great love Jesus had for him.
Jésus connaît Pierre pour trahir.
Jesus knew that Peter was going to betray him.
Il aimait Pierre.
But he still loved Peter.
Il connaît tout ici je parle pour quitter lui.
He knew that all his disciples were going to run and leave him.
Il aimait eux.
But he loved them anyway.
En vérité,
in truth,
Jésus aimait tous les pharisiens.
Jesus loved the Pharisees.
Tout le monde net.
Everyone.
C'est seulement pas de carré mais Satan.
The only person he does not love, or the only being he does not love, is Satan.
Satan c'est mal même.
He is evil. His very essence.
Gendé moi qu'on demande Jésus pardon. Gendé moi.
There had been demons that asked Jesus for forgiveness.
Jésus fait pas yo.
Jésus t'aime pas yo.
Il fait pas yo.
Dit pas yo pardon, mais ni pas yo pardon.
Les démons te disent comme ça, pas vrai nous aller non. Pas vrai nous aller non.
Dans cochon yo.
Les qui finissent yo dans cochon yo, il dit pas vrai dans l'enfer. Pas vrai dans souffrir, pas vrai dans l'abîme.
Okay. When the demons in the story of the demons that entered the swine, they asked Jesus for permission to go in the swine. Jesus allowed them to go.
Ou besoin solid dans l'amour.
I want you to know this morning that you must be extremely solid in love.
Parce que dans 1 Corinthiens 16, verset 14, il dit comme ça, tout ce qu'on a fait, c'est pour l'amour, pour chauffer.
Like we read in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14, we must do everything through love.
Ou pas bon cause pour pas aimer un monde, quel que soit sa monde dans la.
There should never be a cause that keeps you from loving someone.
Quel que soit sa dans la.
No matter what they do to you.
Même si mon ta vini, li vini avec des armes pour tirer sur vous.
You have to come with guns to kill, to shoot you.
Pendant la tirer des armes sur vous, pou, et pour même si pour l'amour fait comme ça, pou, nan quand vous voulez.
While they're shooting you with love, you should be firing back with love.
Si mon ta vini,
while shooting you with
si mon ta vini, si ta poussi pour ta boule caillou, pendant la boule caillou, c'est pour l'amour, l'amour, la boule caillou, et pour même pour l'amour, même à boule en dans cœur pour lui.
While people are coming and shooting you with guns, you should be firing back with love. While if people came to burn your house down, there should be love burning inside of you for them.
Si mon ta prend marou nan men, c'est possible. Si mon ta retire marou nan mon, c'est possible.
If someone took away your spouse,
madame, c'est possible.
Your wife, if it was possible.
Vous supposez quand même vous ça.
You're supposed to be able to love that person.
C'est l'amour.
That's love.
C'est la vie.
That's life.
Bible dit comme ça.
The Bible says.
Moun ki ba aime frèl.
The person who does not love his brother.
C'est assassin.
He's an assassin.
Dans Jean chapitre 2 comme ça.
It says that in John chapter 2.
Chapitre 3. Chapitre 2, chapitre 3.
In either 2 or 3.
Il dit comme ça. Moun ki ba aime.
People who do not love.
Yo mouri.
They're dead.
Moun ki ba aime. Il n'a fait noir.
People that do not love, they're in darkness.
C'est m'a dit bagay. Si pas gen fè noir.
I'm going to tell you something. If there was not darkness,
moun pa ta bezwen lumière, pa ta bezwen lamp.
We wouldn't need light.
Si a kou fè noir ki fè moun bezwen présence lumière.
It's because of darkness that people need the presence of light.
Si pa gen moun ki rayi nou.
If there was not people that hated us.
Comment t'as fait lumière nous briller?
How would we shine our light?
C'est le monde a fait nous mal ou même n'a fait bien.
It's when people hurt us that we do them well.
Il laisse la lumière briller.
It's then that the light of our love shines.
Là, kounye là,
right now,
m'pa bezwen lumye, parce que moi wè.
I don't need light because I can see. He's talking about literal light now.
Si pa gen lumye là, m'pa obligé vin avec lumye pou m'ka wè.
But if there was no light in this building, I would need to come with a flashlight so I can see.
Toujou mete sa nan tèt nou.
Always remind yourself of that.
Fòk moun rayi nou. Fòk moun rayi nou.
There must be people that hate us. We need them.
Et ou même fò renmen moun ki rayi ou la.
That way we can choose to love those people that
hate us. Se ou pa ka rayi moun. Se ou pa dwe rayi moun paske nan Krist.
You cannot hate people because you're in Christ.
Mais toujours mettre en tête tout le monde pour aller à eux.
But always remember that there will always be people that hate you.
Parce que si moun n'a pas dans Christ,
if people are not in Christ,
li pa carrément.
Oh, okay. If people are not in Christ, they cannot like you.
Bon Dieu connaît moun pour aller à eux.
God knows.
Et ça fait
les bonnes.
C'est ça fait les bonnes.
And that's why he gave us the power.
Power for that. Il va nous pouvoir pour ça, pour les mon raï nous même pour le remer.
That's why God gave us the power. When there's two teams that are playing.
De l'armée qui boume.
Two armies that are fighting.
Lumière et ténèbres. Ténèbres et lumière.
The two enemies, evil and light and darkness.
La vie et la mort.
Death and life.
Jésus et Satan.
Jesus and Satan.
La paix de Dieu avec nous.
The grace of God be with you.
Maintenant, nous besoin de garantie nous sur roc là.
We need to have the guarantee that we're on the rock.
Lorsque sur roc là.
When you are on the rock.
La vie pour la fini.
Your own life is over.
Seigneur, si roc là qu'on y a, qui parle en action.
And now it's the rock that is in action in your life.
Qui c'est la parole de Dieu.
And that rock is the word of God.
C'est pas vous même qui solide là.
It's not you that's solid.
Mais c'est rock là même.
But it's the rock.
Qui c'est la parole de Dieu.
Which is the word of God.
Par exemple, you connais fait bloc en Haïti.
For example, they make block in Haiti.
Rock là supposé solide.
The rock is supposed to be solid.
Mais you prend sable.
But they take sand.
Yo prend de l'eau.
And they take water.
Mais gon bagay ki pou fè wo e blok la solide la.
But there's one thing, one ingredient that makes the rock solid, or the block solid.
Se ciment yo mette nan terre, nan sable la.
It's the cement that they mix with sand.
Ki pou rend blok la solide.
That makes the block solid.
Si yo mette ti ciment piti.
If they put just a little bit of cement in.
Wash la pa bien solide.
The block won't be solid.
Il pou solide.
It won't be solid.
Ki sa ki rend nou fort?
What is it that makes us strong?
C'est l'amour Jésus qui nous donne.
It's the love of Christ in us.
Et la vie ça, l'amour ça, c'est Saint-Esprit bon Dieu qui pompe en nous.
And that love is the Holy Spirit that pumps it inside of us.
C'est vérité.
It's the word of God
qui pompe en nous.
That pumps it inside of us.
Si ça fait, nous besoin et fait tout dépouillement, dépouillez-nous. Dépouillez-nous, détruisez dans nous tout ça sorti dans la chair, dans nous-mêmes.
That's why we need to remove from within ourselves everything that comes from the flesh.
C'est en Colossiens 3.
In Colossians 3.
Verse 5. And to 14, maybe. Pas besoin de lire. Il y a plus de même.
Oh, okay. He's saying you can read this at home. Colossians 3 verses 5, verses 5 to 14. Read this at home. It talks about the need to remove from ourselves anything, remove from ourselves the flesh. Also read Ephesians 4 verses 5.
4 verset 17.
We're going to read right now Ephesians 4 verse 19. Ephesians 4 verset 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
20.
Also, verse 20 jusqu'à
24.
Also, verse 20 to 24, we'll read. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
Okay.
This is the work of the truth, speaking about what we just read in Ephesians. And I want to insist this morning. There are three grand causes.
Premièrement, cet esprit bon Dieu a mandé pour faire ça dans toute l'église.
The Spirit of God asked me to do this in every church.
Deuxièmement,
première cause là, c'est qui ça?
Pour m'insister sur vérité, parler comme ça.
Oh, il y a trois grandes causes qui fait vouloir insister sur ça.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are three main reasons that he wants to preach this message. Number one, the Holy Spirit gave him this message.
Deuxièmement, je voulais encourager tout le monde qui se voit là.
I want to encourage every person that is on the rock.
Troisièmement, moi je voulais tout avec tout le monde qui t'a négligé ça, qui t'a pris parole bon Dieu pour comme si pour jouer. Si tu négliges ça pour répondre.
And thirdly, I want to warn those of us who take the word of God as a game, who don't take it seriously. I want to turn us back to taking the word of God seriously. I don't have a doubt that you here are on the foundation of Christ.
C'est bon l'évangile qui a prêché ici. Moi, je connais ça.
There is good truth being preached here.
Yeah. But
the encouragement I want to give you before I go. When I come here to the United States,
there's
a lot of my friends who cannot go to Port-au-Prince. Okay, there's a lot of his friends that told him he can't go through Port-au-Prince, but he told them that God is with me. When I got to the airport,
you check it for me.
Continue. I knew that I had a good passport, a good visa. And I had the ticket. I have everything I need. Also, I knew that when I get to the airport on this side, someone's going to pick me up. And also, when I came here yesterday, I knew that Brother Mark is going to come pick me up. I didn't lack anything. And I want to be the same with you when you're on the rock. You don't need to be afraid of anything. You don't need to have troubled hearts. In 1 Corinthians 10:7, it talks about the rock. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they all drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. It talks about the rock walking with Israel, with the children of Israel.
Israel pat pouwe pat kawe sa comme si et tout temps.
They were not always able to see the rock.
Mais wash la te kon la. Yo te kon wè wòch la tou nan sityasyon deplorable ou lè baka yo gati net yo te kon wè prezans wòch la.
But the times when they best saw the presence of that rock was when they were in the most deplorable situations.
Nou men, yo di a,
Wash la plus bien manifesté pour nous.
Today, that rock is most visibly manifested.
Israël wash la ti capable marcher avec.
In the time of Israel, they walk with the rock.
Mais nous-mêmes, c'est pas marcher seulement wash la marcher avec, nous wash la dans nous.
But today, the rock is not simply walking with us. We have that rock, which is Christ inside of us.
Qui c'est parole vivante là, parole vivante.
Which is the living word.
Les fini Israël, wash la pas capable de marcher avec chaque grain de monde en particulier.
Also, in the time of Israel, that rock was not able to walk with every individual.
Wash la t'es capable nan mitan yo.
The rock was in the middle of you, of them. And that's why when Moses struck the rock, the water came out. Everyone came to drink. But now, but now we have that source, that rock, that living water within us. Jesus told the Samaritan woman, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew the gift of God and the person who was talking to you, if you asked him for water, the water would come out inside of you for eternity. That water was not, that source was not inside of Moses. Listen well. Moses struck the rock. And God gave him water. It was not inside of Moses that the water came out. Today, inside of each one of us, we have that source, that source of water, that source of life. That is the flood of life, of love.
Et quand dit comme ça,
there's a song that says, I have joy like a river in my heart. I have peace like a river in my heart. And that's why we can love in every circumstance. Because it's not us. It's the flood of love within us. Why do we say that?
Parce que j'ai parole pour contourner moun.
Qui ça?
Parole là pour contourner moun, wash là pour contourner moun.
Okay. We say that because back then, in the time of Moses, the word of God had not come as flesh.
Yeah, Moïse pas gen ça, pas de ça.
He did not have the word of God.
Prophète pas de ça.
The prophets didn't have that.
Apôtre Paul dit comme ça.
But Apostle Paul said,
si m'a vive.
If I live,
c'est pas moi qui vive là.
It's not me that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. Today, every person can have Christ. They can have Christ inside them. Israel did not have that. They had God with them. But today, every person that's here, they can go home with God in
Mary. Madame Jésus parle.
Each person has Jesus, the wife and the husband,
petite
the children.
Parle.
They have Jesus.
Zami gen Jésus parle.
Our friends, they have Jesus.
C'est pas un Jésus, c'est pas un petit morceau de Jésus pour chaque monde.
It's not just a portion of Jesus for every person. Each person has the fullness of Jesus and His power in us.
C'est différent si gen entre Ancien Testament et Nouveau Testament.
And that's the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Ancienne alliance et Nouveau alliance.
The old alliance and the new alliance.
Wash ça. Nous dit comme ça. Li manifesté dans circonstances, dans mauvais circonstances, dans mauvais temps yo.
And like we were saying earlier, that rock best manifests itself in the most dire circumstances.
Yo premier mauvais temps.
There was one.
Pas bien de l'eau du tout pour mon boy.
Going back to the Israelites, there was one dire circumstance. They didn't have any water to drink. What happens? The rock showed up. A second time. There was not water again. And again, Moses spoke with the rock.
C'était seul Moïse qui était capable d'accrocher ça.
It was only Moses who could speak. But today,
tout monde capable de avec.
Every person can converse with the rock. Can talk with the rock. Because we have the rock inside of us. Wherever you are, at home.
Ou à travail.
At work.
Wash la avec.
That rock, which is Jesus Christ, is with you.
Ou monte avion.
You fly in an airplane.
Wash la avec.
That rock is with you.
Ou na machine.
You're in a vehicle.
Wash la avec.
That rock is with you.
Ou marié.
If you're married.
Ma ou pas bon. Sou ta marié. Ma ou pas bon.
If you're married and your husband is no good.
Jésus avec ou dans ça.
Jesus is with you in that.
Si madame ou.
If your wife.
Pas ta bon madame.
Is not a good wife.
Jésus avec ou.
Jesus with you. That rock is with
sou
you.
Sou malade.
If you're sick.
Wash la la.
That rock is with
wash
you.
La, marche la, marche
because that rock walks with you.
Moïse te mande bon Dieu.
Moses asked God.
Pour bon Dieu te fait le face li.
He asked God to see his face.
Bon Dieu dit Moïse ou pas pas ça.
Jesus said no, you can't see my face.
Place bon côté man.
I'll just show you my back.
Il te présente Moïse washé à wash là. Il présente Moïse wash là.
He showed Moses that rock.
Pour Moïse dit Moïse là entrer dans wash là. Et puis couvrir Moïse.
Ça na mon Sinaï. Dit Moïse pour entrer
dans wash là.
He told Moses to enter into the rock.
Juste à ce que problème fin passé.
Enter into the cave for when I go past.
Na tempête la kounye la.
But in the tempest now.
Si nan wash la kouye.
It's in that rock, in that cave in the rock for us to be. That's our place. It's our hiding place.
Jusqu'à ce que tempête la aller.
Until the storm is past.
Même Jean Noé qui était dans wash, en dans l'arche là.
Just like Noah was in the ark.
Just posté en dans wash là.
Position yourself inside the rock.
Nan bataille Moïse t'a mené avec Amalécite yo.
In the battle that Moses was fighting with the Amalekites,
le levé melale,
when he raised his hands,
et Amalekites faible,
the Amalekites were weak.
Le défend mel,
when he put his hands down,
Israel faible,
Israel was weak.
Il était besoin de conseil avec mel.
He needed to stand there like this with his hands.
Mais lui pas capable.
But he couldn't.
Wash at fini.
The rock came.
Et Aaron avec
her.
Aaron
and her got the rock and had him sit down. They had him sit down on the rock with his two hands up. And the rock held him for the whole day until they won the battle. You can enter into the rock. You can sit on the rock. You can talk to the rock. And he even asked Moses to stand on the rock. You can stand on the rock.
That's it.
Talk to the rock. The rock is your friend. Enter into the rock. It's a refuge for you. Sit on the rock. It's your strength. Stand on the rock. When you're tired, sit on it. On the rock. The rock helps you in your time of feeble. When you're facing the enemy, stand on the rock. The rock is your victory. I hope that happens like that for every one of you. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Denair and Ben, both of you, for your labors in bringing us the word this morning. I stand amazed once again at God. And he does this so often, nearly every Sunday to us, gives us a unified message from beginning to end. And I don't know how many of you caught how clear the thread of truth was through the entire service this morning. But I think three questions could sum it up. And they're questions we should deeply ponder in our hearts. Are you founded on the rock? Clearly came from Pastor Denair's message. Are you seeking truth that emanates from that rock? And is your heart filled then with the resulting love that comes from that connection? And that came through both messages. And you know, when that reality is in our lives, we will be able to live in such a way that the world will see him in our lives. And that's the light that God intends to come from us. But you can't have that unless you are founded on the rock and his truth is informing our lives. So may God help it to be so. It's deeply blessed. And children, this was really good for us this morning. I know Pastor Janair, he talks funny, doesn't he? You know, when I go to Haiti, or Pastor or Brother Mose goes to Haiti, like Pastor was speaking about, we talk funny to them. You know what's amazing? Different languages, different culture, completely different experience base, different skin color, but a common experience in God. Isn't that amazing? And I love that. When I travel around the world, that's one of the most favorite things, to go to a new group of people I can't understand, can't relate to, can't. They're different in every way. They dress different, they talk different, they think different, and yet we can find common ground in sin being forgiven through the blood of Jesus and in serving our Lord and being founded on the rock. And I'm thankful this morning, no matter who we are, those truths can be real in our lives. So praise God. It's a good service. Thank you for laboring in the Word for us this morning. All right, anybody else have something you'd like to share before we close? Yes, Brother James up here.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Janair, for your message. It was truly encouraging. I just heard a testimony yesterday of someone that said that they became part of the church and they went out witnessing. They went door to door. They taught Sunday school, but they were not born again. And they eventually found the truth. They eventually dug down and found the rock, to use the language that Janair was using. You know, I like to think that when we come to judgment day, that God's going to, he says the way is narrow. I like to think that when it comes time, that God's going to make that wide. But I'm not sure that that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is very narrow. And I think we need to, it's in our best interest to find that truth.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Leon, you were just talking about how exclusive the truth was and how we shouldn't pound on other people and because we think we have a corner on the truth. I think we need to have confidence that we have the truth. But at the same time, we have to recognize and have the humility to know that there's a whole lot more ways to get it wrong.
That's right.
Than it is to get it right.
Amen. Yep.
If we have that humility,
mm-hmm.
but yet at the same time, we need to have that confidence that we are standing on the rock
mm-hmm.
and that we have a message,
mm-hmm.
that we have a vision, as Janair says,
mm-hmm.
from God.
Yep. That's a good word. And you know, part of that, the humility comes from realizing I'm not truth. I'm discovering truth. And we're all discovering truth. And you know, the older I get, and many people have said this, the older you get, the more you learn what you yet have to learn, because you discover what you don't know. And that's so true. I know less now, at least I feel like I do, than I did when I was 20. When you're 20, you know a lot. But I keep discovering new things, and my life is over half lived. And that should put within each of us a humility to be able to relate to each other in profitable ways. We're all in the same journey, and we help each other to find the light.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Ephrata Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.